Hey, 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 excited to preview this team on the Brick House Preview, number nine team, Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Bob Johnson here.
I'm Matt Baker. Bob, let me just start out the podcast like we've been starting out most of the podcasts. Rate and review us on iTunes, please. This is a Brick House podcast if you just stumbled upon us.
Public announcement.
You can find us on Twitter at Brick House Pod or email Bob at BrickHousePodcast.com, Matt at BrickHousePodcast.com. The website is BrickHousePodcast.com.
Would have never guessed that. Matt, last year the Rockets ranked 20th in the NBA in defensive efficiency. Mm-hmm. They will be missed by very few Rockets fans. Dwight Howard has left the team. He wasn't really his former self last year, but he's a previous four-time defensive player of the year, Matt, and he's gone.
Right.
James Harden had a great 2014-2015 season. This was 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. He finished runner-up to Steph Curry in MVP voting. He got a $200 million shoe deal. Then he started dating a Kardashian. Then he twisted his ankle right before training camp and showed up overweight.
That's the Shaq off-season plan, isn't it, there?
Giant shoe deal, celebrity girlfriend, show up fat.
Yeah.
So the Rockets ended up going from 56 wins the season before to 41 wins.
Right.
They fired their coach 11 games into the season. Then for some reason, this offseason, they hired Mike D'Antoni. Coach not really known at all for his defense. And as a Rockets fan, I had to uncover Daryl Morey's motivation.
Of course.
He's a smart guy. What is he thinking?
Right.
Here's the final interview call, Matt, that lands Mike D'Antoni the job. I don't know where we get these recorded. This is amazing.
It's brilliant.
This is, what, 21 in a row?
Oh, man.
I'm impressed. Let's listen.
Hello?
Mike, it's Daryl. Congratulations, man. You got the job. Welcome to Houston Rockets.
Ooh-wee. You made the right choice, Daryl. We're going to show the league a thing or two.
I know, Mike. Trust me, I miss being called a genius as much as you miss being called a coach.
We're going to do just like we planned. The Warriors have proven my detractors wrong. Shooting does win championships.
So you're not even going to attempt to play defense?
You ever play defense in the NBA? Ah, nah. Waste of energy. That's what that is. How are you supposed to score in 7 seconds if your team is tired from playing all that defense?
Well, it is risky. But damn it, it just might work. I can see other GMs and advanced stat guys hoisting me up on their shoulders.
Well, we might go games where we don't even shoot a single two-pointer.
Mathematically, that is the best strategy. What do you think we'll score? Like 125 points a game? 140?
Well, 48 minutes divided by 7 seconds.
Which is?
Crickets if I know, man. Aren't you the one who invented a new math or something? What's 357 times 125?
It's a lot of points, and James is gonna love it.
Everyone's going to love it. Defense is half the game. It's like we'll be playing 41 games when everyone else is playing 82.
Oh, we'll be so rested. It'll make us so much more advanced than the Spurs. God, I'm smart. Why do you think this never worked out for you in Phoenix?
Well, probably too much defense.
Right.
It confirms everything I ever thought about D'Antoni. If he could take defense away, he would.
Exactly. And I feel like the league is caught up to the great Daryl Morey. You know, say it ain't so, Billy Beane of basketball. But
right.
Not only, I think, has the league caught up and they're just as advanced, but he brags so much about winning trades that no one wants to trade with him anymore.
Right.
They're afraid that, you know, he's just going to trash them to the media and they're going to lose their job because they lost a trade, gave away too many assets to Daryl Morey.
Sure.
I mean, at the trade deadline, his inability to trade Dwight Howard really perplexed me. It was obvious to any Rockets fan that he was not going to be coming back. The rift between Harden and Howard was so apparent.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to get something for
sure,
him.
Sure, something, anything.
And not have to take back something that was going to cripple the team going forward, which I assume must have been the only offers.
Right.
I don't know if it's that Morey was that bad or the market was really that cool for Dwight. Probably a combination of both. Anyways, this is going to be a long podcast, Matt. It's coming from Houston myself. Let's get into the changes they made besides Dwight.
Some factions first off here. Dwight Howard. Terrence Jones, Michael Beasley, and I don't know if we can consider this a subtraction. It looks like it might be, but Monte Unis, too.
Monte Unis, also Jason Terry is gone.
Oh, yeah, Jason Terry.
Monte Unis, they've offered him the qualifying offer for the fourth year of his contract.
Right. So even if he accepts it, it's still kind of a subtraction of loyalty, I would say.
Yeah, it's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
If he does play for them, which I doubt, this will definitely be his last year. Which is exactly why I was sad to see Beasley go. You know, 2 years ago when the Rockets were in the conference finals, Rockets fans were saying to themselves, man, it's going to be so hard to choose between Terrence Jones and Monte Unis. And then Michael Beasley ended up being the best power forward we had last year, and now he's gone.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson, you better make 50% three-pointers this year.
Right, so the additions are Ryan Anderson, Eric Gordon, Nene on that $3 million signing, Pablo Prigioni.
Love it. Just gets passed back and forth between the Clippers and Rockets.
Yeah. Tyler Ennis came back in that Michael Beasley trade. And the biggest addition of them all, Bob, Mike D'Antoni.
Gosh, I was shocked. I was visibly livid, I think, the day I found out that the Rockets hired Mike D'Antoni.
Right.
And I love the Suns. His brand of basketball got me back into it. But he's just like Phil Jackson with trying to stick to something that worked out when you just happen to have the greatest player at that position to make that offense seem brilliant.
Right.
And without that transcendental Steve Nash or Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant or Shaquille O'Neal, you just don't look that smart when you try and square peg, round hole the same thing with a different group of players.
Right, but it's at least now he has Harden and Ryan Anderson and Ariza. Ariza's fine, sort of. I mean, but
Ariza's the only defender they have on the wing at all besides Beverly.
Right, I'm trying to put a good face on it for you.
Yeah, okay.
But
cheer me up.
The Lakers were a mess with D'Antoni, but they were a mess for a few reasons. You know, he did all right on the Knicks. One of the years, right? Didn't they go to the playoffs one of the years?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm grabbing a good
12-game stretch of Linsanity.
I'm grabbing at straws here to make it.
One of the funniest things about the D'Antoni hiring was it was before free agency. So it was basically telling Dwight Howard, like, don't even think about picking up that last year of your deal,
right?
Given the history that D'Antoni had with Howard in L.A.
Yeah.
Not a great one.
He did go to the playoffs with the Knicks, and they got swept.
I guess the reason for it, if you know we're actually going to take it serious, is that D'Antoni was a coach, an assistant coach for Team USA in 2012. That's how he has a relationship with James Harden and why Harden signed off on the deal, presumably.
Oh, well, Harden signed off on the deal because he knew it was run and gun. He's going to be able to shoot 50 times a game.
No defense. I know that James Harden recently said that he is way more excited about this group of players than he was last year, that the camaraderie and the team culture is so much better.
Yeah.
He recently organized a bonding experience for the guys down in Miami.
Uh-huh.
I think they had also a previous trip in mid-July in Las Vegas, and he's had a great time. There was actually a quote I had, a person familiar with the situation between James and Dwight last year. This is from CBS Sports. He said, if everyone knows that James Harden can fire you or trade you, are you going to pass the ball to Dwight? Are you going to pass the ball to James Harden?
Right.
That was right after Kevin McHale was fired, 11 games into the season. I'm really not a fan of Eric Gordon's game ever since he spurned the University of Illinois. I did enjoy him on the Clippers for a brief run.
Sure.
Of course, I was happy to see Chris Paul come back in the trade for him.
Of course.
And forgot about him completely. But hopefully he stays healthy, especially now that he has a new contract.
You know, one thing I want to point out with the signing of Nene and Eric Gordon, this might be a good thing here, because Nene was picked with the 7th pick in 2002. Corey Brewer was picked with the 7th pick in 2007. And Eric Gordon was picked with the 7th pick in 2008. So that's 3 7s, baby. Lucky number 7.
Oh, man, that's fucking jackpot.
Let's hit that jackpot with this team.
What are the odds on the Rockets winning the finals this year?
I don't know, but they just went up. What do we got? The starting lineup here is...
And now, the starting lineup for your Houston Rockets!
I got Pat Bev.
Beverly, Harden, Ariza. Do we think Gordon's coming off the bench?
Gordon's definitely coming off the bench. He plays the same position as Harden.
Right. I didn't, but I wasn't talking about Hart replacing Harden. I didn't know if they were going to do some sort of weird small ball.
I think they'll probably run a lot of different lineups this year.
Yeah. Ryan Anderson and Clint Capella.
Clint Capella. Dwight who? Clint Capella. Yeah. So excited for him this season.
Yeah.
This team reminds me of the Bad Boy Records circa 1998. Bad Boy Records?
Oh, Bad Boy Records.
1998. Right. Biggie Smalls just died, and now the label becomes the Puff Daddy Show. James Harden.
Yeah.
James Harden, he's looking ready to fulfill a lavish multi-million dollar music video at any moment.
Right.
Complete with Wind Tunnel and Diana Ross chorus. Hopefully Harden's more about just the Benjamins. Not holding my breath on that, though.
Who's Mace in this scenario?
Mace, I was going to say, was Michael fucking Beasley, although he got traded. I don't know now. I guess it has to go to Beverly or Clint Capella.
Ryan Anderson? Is Ryan tall white boys on the Bad Boy label?
No. This Ryan is Anderson. 90s rap, Matt.
Yeah.
Let's get into the record prediction for these guys.
Record prediction!
41-41 last year. I kind of want to hear what yours are before I.
Well, Bob, I left out Josh Smith as a departure, so this kind of changes things for me.
Oh, that's like 21 wins right there.
Yeah, 44-38.
Okay, I got him at 49-33.
Yeah,
it's probably definitely a homer pick there, but I think that everyone on the team that was on the team last year is going to want to prove that it was Dwight's fault that they were so shitty.
That's
and
fair.
If they have an 8-game improvement, that will absolutely be the narrative from this podcast.
That's fair. If they have the team building stuff, I could see that. I'll give you that.
Even Mike D'Antoni has incentive to smear Dwight Howard in this. Everybody is against him.
Right. We've stated, I forget what podcast, the Scotty Brooks, where people just keep getting hires again.
Uh-huh.
So this might be D'Antoni's last shot. You never know.
I think he's almost 70 anyways.
Right.
Well, let's discuss how my beloved Rockets could possibly beat the Golden State Warriors.
If you're going to beat San Francisco, be sure to
back to 2008.
Please do.
Steve Kerr made a trade, trading Sean Marion for Shaq, 2008-2009.
Uh-huh.
So Kerr basically screwed up the team with D'Antoni there. That was D'Antoni's team. It was basically the beginning of the end for the run-and-gun Suns.
Yeah.
With the short, they had to come back in 2010 when they did the playoffs, but basically Kerr messed up D'Antoni's Suns teams by trading Marion for Shaq. So maybe with Kerr in the building by D'Antoni again, Kerr will screw up his own team, but this time it will benefit D'Antoni. You see what you follow me?
You I got
you. I'm going there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Rockets beat the Warriors only from learning from them. It's mm-hmm. a Kemosabe type story.
Right.
They have a very talented team that has as much depth as the Warriors had last year. I feel like more depth than the Warriors have this year. And they just need to become a team now. Harden needs to become like a Rick Ross version of Steve Nash. Can you see that?
I do, sort of. All I have is mental images of Rick Ross with his shirt off, and it's very it's distracting me.
It'll require a lot more passes to his teammates than last year, but also leadership. James has it all now between his NBA and Adidas contracts. The only thing really left to do is win.
Sure.
And I hope somebody told him that. Hopefully he's a Brick House listener.
Yeah, hopefully he's a Brick House commenter and raider.
If he is, I'm sorry for all the bad things I've said about you in the past, James. Can we just move past that, throw Capella some alley-oops this season, and don't look off Ryan Anderson every time he's open for three? Let's get into a personal anecdote, Matt.
Yeah, what do we got?
And now it's time for a personal anecdote with Matt Baker.
What's your take on beards in 2016?
Beards, wow.
They're really popular. Have you ever really grown a beard? You got kind of a four-day stubble going on right now.
A four-day stubble. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The furthest I've gotten, I would say I've gone a few weeks. It hasn't been full-out beard. What would you describe it? Like, not a full beard, but like a...
Leo Revenant beard?
Maybe. It wasn't coming off the face.
Okay.
But there was a lot of it on the face.
I see.
Yeah, I had a conversation a few weeks ago with friend of the show, not yet guest, but maybe someday if he's in town, Aaron. And Aaron was telling me how he was going full shaved. He doesn't have a beard, but he had 5 o'clock shadow, whatever they call it. And he said he was going to shave it all off because he thinks the rage now with the kids and the adults is the stubble. He thinks that's all the rage. So he was going to buck the trend and go back to the clean-shaven face. Yeah.
Maybe
depends.
It's just living in Highland Park, California, that seems like the beard is the most common.
Yeah. Yeah, the hipsters love the beards. But I just can't be bothered to shave that often, I guess.
Have you had the hardened gummy beard candies?
No. Is this a thing we have to order along with the Jeremy Lin action figure?
I have a growing Christmas list on my Amazon.
What do they call them? Do they call them gummy beards? Because it's like gummy bears?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I would hope so.
On the next episode of Brick House.
We go to a city that has a basketball team named after a Spielberg movie and a playoff marketing campaign based on a hit HBO show. And they have an all-NBA guard that the Rockets traded for Gary fucking Forbes and a draft pick. So shit!
Are we talking about the Indiana Jones ETs there, Bob? Is that the Spielberg?
We'll find out who.
Okay.
On the next episode of Brick House.